From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series based on Psalm 138 as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled, The Certain Subjection of All Earthly Powers to Our God and to His Christ. The text is verses 4 and 5. All the kings of the earth shall praise Thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of Thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Here is a text that awaits future fulfillment, when all the rulers of this world shall worship God as He commands. Here also we find a declaration of the total success of the gospel of Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Overcomer's Reward. The text is found in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. My heart, be thou stirred up to persevere in the holy war, for the reward of victory is great. Today we eat of heavenly food which falls about our camps, the food of the wilderness, the food which comes from heaven, the food which never fails the pilgrims to Canaan. But there is reserved for us in Christ Jesus a still higher degree of spiritual life, and a food for it which, as yet, is hidden from our experience. In the golden pot which was laid up in the ark, there was a portion of manna hidden away, which, though kept for ages, never grew stale. No one ever saw it. It was hid with the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. Even so, the highest life of the believer is hid with Christ in God. We shall come to it soon. Being made victorious through the grace of our Lord Jesus, we shall eat of the King's meat and feed upon royal dainties. We shall feed upon Jesus. He is our hidden manna, as well as the manna of the wilderness. He is all in all to us in our highest as well as in our lowest estate. He helps us to fight, gives us the victory, and then is Himself our reward. Lord, help me to overcome.
Once for all the Savior paid redemption's price. When upon the cross He made the sacrifice, hear His words of triumph sounding from the tree. Hear His shout sounding of victory. It is finished. Sins are scarlet, they shall be as snow. For the blood of Christ is stronger than your foe. He has won the battle, let us all rejoice. Praise His name, tell His fame, hear His voice. It is finished, the battle is over. It is finished through God's own Son.
Jesus Christ has died, salvation is complete. Follow to His cross and worship at His feet. listen to his shout resounding far and near. Still it's heard, trust his word, never fear.
Though the battle rages, we may rest secure. With the King of Heaven, victory is sure. Down the halls of time, his words forever ring. Hear his voice, make your choice, crown him king. It is finished, the battle is over. It is finished, through God's own Son. It is finished, glory, hallelujah. It is finished.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the January issue will be the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How do you explain unanswered prayer? And what is marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. This morning we return to our studies in the 138th Psalm. Today we come to the words of verses 4 and 5, which read, "All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord." The Lord Jesus Christ said, "The world hateth me." He gave the reason, "Because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil." And he warned his disciples to expect no other attitude toward them. He said, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." This antipathy, downright antagonism to Christ, has been the response of the great ones of this world and in general, the people whom they lead against the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember the psalmist cried, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed." The apostles of the Lord Jesus took up that same text as they prayed in the midst of the early persecution. "The heathen are raging and the rulers are rising up against the Lord and his Christ." This has been true throughout history. For the most part, though there have been notable exceptions among some rulers in the earth, for the most part, even those rulers who have professed an affinity to Christ, his church, and his gospel have only used the church to further their own political ends and indeed have corrupted the cause they profess to support. So one way, indeed, is this traffic throughout the course of history, that when we get to the book of the Revelation and we read of the last days, just prior to the coming of the Lord Jesus, in chapter 17 we read verses 12 and following, that the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. The beast being the Antichrist. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he's Lord of lords and King of kings. Now this is the general course of history. So when we read the words of our text, "All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord." When we read that text, we know that we're dealing with something absolutely earth-shattering in its importance. Here is something that runs contrary to the entire course of human history. Here is a light that penetrates the darkness of this present evil age with a promise of such blessing as we can hardly begin to envisage. Psalm 138 verses 4 and 5 describes what I will call the certain subjection of all earthly powers to our God and to his Christ. That's what we're going to be dealing with briefly today. And since I've already preached a sermonette, I'd better be brief in what was to be the main sermon. First of all, I want you to notice we have a future certainty here. This text is a prophecy. It does not describe the state of affairs in the days of David or any day thereafter throughout history until the moment. The forced subjection of a few nations around Israel during the days of David and later of Solomon, that forced subjection has been taken by some commentators to be something of a fulfillment of this text. That's utter nonsense. If we start using the Bible like that, we may as well make it all into fairy tales, for it means nothing. The forced subjection of a few kings to the superior military might of David and Solomon does not meet the description of Psalm 138 verses 4 and 5. This text describes a voluntary submission to the Lord. It describes a true worship of the Lord. And it tells of the kings of the earth, all the kings of the earth, joyfully sounding forth the praises of the Lord Jehovah. And you'll notice how it's worded in verse 5. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. I'm tempted to make the comment, well, I'm more than tempted, I'll make it now. So spiritually advanced is this worship, that what is said of these kings is something that could not be said of thousands of professing Christian churches or even Bible-believing evangelical churches in their public meetings for worship and praise this morning. They will sing in the ways of the Lord. In other words, they will worship as God commands. They will worship, to use the terms of the Lord Jesus, in spirit and in truth. Here is a term that repudiates all self-will. Here is something that speaks of approaching God on His own terms, and especially in their praise and in their worship. Far from the notion of today that we have got to accommodate the praise of God's house to the basest taste of the culture, so-called, of the day in which we live. No matter what it says about the law of God, no matter how it measures up to the standards of God's revealed holiness, God's ways matter little to most today. But in this day, all the kings of the earth are going to be singing in the ways of the Lord. Now, this is the vision that the psalmist sets before us in this text. So, it's a prophecy. It hasn't yet been fulfilled, but it will most certainly be fulfilled. The old commentators tended to refer to this as what they called the calling of the Gentiles. There may be some truth in that, but unfortunately that phrase has come to indicate the extension of the preaching of the gospel and the offer of grace beyond the Jewish nation to the Gentiles. And since that happened in the days of the Acts of the Apostles, very early in the history of the church, starting with taking the gospel to Cornelius, and then the great church opening in Antioch, and then the ministry of Paul reaching out as the apostle of the Gentiles. Since that opening of the door of the gospel to the Gentiles happened in the early days of the church, there has been the tendency to see, therefore, nothing more in this text than simply saying the gospel is for the Jew and the Gentile. But again, I put it to you, if we start to use the Word of God like that, if we start to impose our meaning on the Word of God and disregard the plain statements of Scripture, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. They shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. When we start dismissing the obvious meaning of simple words and impose our own meaning on it to make it mean less than the Holy Ghost clearly indicates, advocates, then we're doing despite to the Word of God, and we are exalting a human system of interpretation above the Word that we're supposed to be interpreting. No, no. This is more than the opening of the door to the Gentiles. This is the total success of the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel throughout the world, and especially even among the rulers of the world. Now, the Word of God frequently speaks of this coming glory, this total success, this worldwide dominion of Christ and His gospel. The Word of God often speaks about it. We were reading this morning in Isaiah chapter 60. In verse 2, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. In verse 11, we read, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces. The idea there is the wealth of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. You'll find in Isaiah 49 a similar promise. In verse 23, kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Not long before he died, David gave us a great messianic psalm. It had an immediate reference to Solomon, but it had its ultimate and true reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wish we had this psalm. This is one we can add to our hymnal, Joan. The 72nd psalm is one of the great missionary psalms because it is a great messianic psalm. And verses 10 and 11 says, the kings of Tarshish and of the Isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. That is great David's greater son. That's the greater than Solomon. That's the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus. The kings, all kings shall bow down before him. All nations shall serve him. In Psalm 102, verse 15, we have the promise, so the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and the kings of the earth thy glory. Verse 22, when the people are gathered together in the kingdoms to serve the Lord. This is God's promise in the Old Testament. The book of the Revelation records a final prophecy of how it will come to pass. In chapter 11, verse 15, the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Verse 24 of the 21st chapter, the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And it's the light of the Lamb. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and their honor into it. Now, this is the clear promise of the Word of God. And I've simply read the scriptures so that you may understand this is not an isolated promise. It's not something lifted out of context. You have a stream of prophetic truth. There is this constant promise. It's given in the Old Testament. The Bible ends with the prophecy of its fulfillment at the end of the New Testament. And it is the truth of our text of the absolute universal dominion of Christ and His gospel as all the kings and nations of the earth fall before Him in voluntary submission and in true and spiritual worship. That is the promise.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.